USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Iran lied about never having a nuclear weapons program.
That's the Israeli Prime Minister who yesterday produced files he claims indicate Iran did cover up a nuclear weapons program for years before signing the nuclear deal in 2015. This morning, Benjamin Netanyahu tells Fox and Friends,
100,000 secret files prove that they lied. Second, even after the deal, Iran continued to preserve and expand its nuclear weapons know-how for future use.
President Trump has till May 12th to decide whether to pull the U.S. out of that nuclear deal with Iran, and Netanyahu is urging him to do so. The White House is pushing back steel and aluminum tariff exemption deadlines for the European Union and some other allies, saying the May 1st deadline is being extended for 30 days to allow further discussions. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn for Blue Blocker Sunglasses. How good are Blue Blockers? First, America's astronauts use the same blue blocking formula in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million. They're as stylish as sunglasses, costing hundreds more. They look great on both men and women. Blue Blockers provide the best eye protection, blocking 100% of the UVA, UVB, and blue light. Blue light is very bad for your eyes and often the cause of many eye diseases. Blue Blocker sunglasses block 100% of the blue light. They're the most protective sunglasses you can own. You can hit the lens with a hammer and the lens won't shatter. We've heard of cases where a Blue Blocker customer got into a car accident, and if it weren't for Blue Blockers, they would be blind today. So call toll-free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. You receive a pair of standard aviator-style Blue Blockers with carrying case neck strap, and if you're not 100% satisfied, you can return them within 90 days for a full refund. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777.
Reports of sexual assault in the military on the rise, according to a new report from the Pentagon that shows last year over 5,000 service members reported sexual assaults during their military service. That's a 10% jump from 2016. Pentagon officials, though, say assaults are likely going down, but more people than before are trusting the system enough to report their claims. About 100 people from that Central American caravan that's been traveling towards the U.S. border were stopped on the Mexican side of the border yesterday. That's as Vice President Mike Pence was touring the border wall in California not far away. He says those asylum seekers will be processed in accordance with U.S. law, but that those laws must change.
We have a limited capacity at that border station for asylum seekers. And when the space opens up, we will process those that are seeking asylum under the laws of this country. But these laws have to change.
Pence was speaking there with Fox News, and this is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
Singapore, as well as Korea's demilitarized zone between the North and South, are being discussed as possible sites for President Trump's planned summit with the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Those are two places the president mentioned during a news conference at the White House yesterday, saying his summit with Kim could be a very big event that a lot of nations have volunteered to host. The Vatican's third-ranking official is facing trial on sexual abuse charges. A magistrate in Melbourne, Australia, saying 76-year-old Vatican treasurer Cardinal George Pell faces multiple charges of historical sex assault offenses from a number of complainants. Although several more serious charges have been dropped, the court announced the cardinal would still be ordered to stand trial. He's the most senior figure in the Vatican to ever face criminal charges. And a new study reports African Americans suffering from heart failure are less likely than white patients to get care from a heart specialist. Earlier research showing that care overseen by a cardiologist does improve survival rates for heart failure recipients. Now, this new study by researchers at the University of Arizona finds white patients are 40% more likely than blacks to get primary care from a cardiologist. Remember, you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.